Hi, this is Mark Aiden with Cannon 4. How can I help you?
Hello, this is Roy from the Department of Public Works here in Indianapolis.
Yes, Roy.
Hi, I was just calling about your Adopt a Median that you've adopted.
Okay.
Are you familiar with that?
Yes. Sometimes it, we adopt that medium out there. We're supposed to take care of it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the medium. And it looks like they're going to be building a one of those drive-up coffee shop huts things.
Yeah, I saw that, yes.
Yeah, they're going to be building an actual coffee shop on your median.
They're going to put that on the median?
Yeah, just right there in the middle.
That's weird.
Okay. But I needed to let you know that, you know, since you've adopted it and everything, your sign's still going to be on the side of the coffee hut that you've adopted it. You are responsible for 10% of the construction costs, which right now it's looking like it's going to be right around $4,000 to $5,000, depending on which contractor they go with.
Now, how do we do that, or how we get stuck with that, I guess what I'm trying to say. Well, I might have to check with somebody on this.
Yeah, well, you've adopted the median, so you're responsible for, you know, just whatever happens on it.
Well, yeah, but we didn't say to put that on there, so how do we just end up, we have to pay for it?
Yeah, well, the city accepted their bid to put a coffee hut on there, and it's called the Human Bean Coffee Hut. It's like a really creative hipster coffee type thing.
B-E-I-N-G?
No, Human Bean. B-E-A-N. Oh. Do you get it?
Human eye? Yeah, I'm a little slow.
That's a good one, yeah. But it's still going to be adopted by you. There's going to be a sign on the side of it. It's going to be like Human Bean, sponsored by, Canon, whatever your weird-ass company name is.
Is this something, do you think they ran this by Canon 4, or do you know?
Oh, who knows? I don't know. Probably not.
You don't know either?
Yeah, who knows?
Okay, who can... I'll tell you what I need. Can I get a number? Like, do I need to contact you if there's any kind of problem with... I mean, you know, what I do down here, I'm actually in a distribution center, and before, like, sometimes if we don't have the grass cut good or something like that, the city will call us and tell us, cut the grass.
Yeah.
Or, you know, that type of thing. So I guess I want to make sure I run this by somebody that they know this expense is coming up or whatever.
The good news is you're not going to have grass to cut anymore. They're going to put a building there.
So that whole medium is going to be that thing almost, huh?
Yeah, I mean, there's going to be like sidewalks and the other parts. And you are going to be responsible for going into the coffee hut each night and cleaning the kitchen area.
Who is this? Is this a joke?
No, of course not.
This is serious.
Yeah, completely serious.
You're completely serious. And somebody's supposed to be here. Okay, well, yeah, mainly all I need is a number.
Okay, yeah, I can give you my number.
Can I give me your number, Roy, and then I'll have somebody contact you so I can run this by a little bit, what's going on. So basically we'd have a coffee shop on here and we'd have our sign on one side and everything, but because we have adopted this medium, it could possibly run us about $5,000, right?
Yeah, at minimum $4,000, because, you know, it's like 10% of the cost to build the hut. But you don't have to pay for any of the kitchen supplies, like the coffee makers or any of that stuff. You don't have to... like, you know, buy the coffee beans. No, nothing crazy like that. It's just the construction of the actual structure.
Okay, and then we would be responsible for what is that on there?
Cleaning the kitchen.
We'd be responsible for cleaning the kitchen.
Yes, yep.
Okay, well, I'm going to run that by somebody upstairs who actually is
okay. Well, I mean, there's nothing to run by anyone because it's done. It's a done deal. You guys are definitely responsible for the money.
Okay, well, 10%. I just want to run by somebody. I just want to relay all this to them.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, and what's your number, Roy, if I have to...
it's 327...
00.
Yeah, yeah. Run that by someone that has authority.
Yeah, I guess I don't... I mean, I just want to run by because I know I don't actually have anything to do with the money part of it, so I'll at least run that by so they know what's going on.
Okay. Are you the one that does the actual cleaning up of the weeds and all that?
No, we actually have a company come in and they do the mowing of that. We have a lawn service that comes in and does that. Or does that weekly on the medium. Supposed to cut that.
Wow, that's lazy. I mean, you should just let them put their name on it instead.
Oh yeah, well, I don't know. I just they probably won't want it either.
Yeah, well, I mean, up until this point.
Hey, I want some coffee, though, so what the heck. At least I'm going to run this by.
You don't get free coffee.
And you're... Oh, my goodness, we don't even get free coffee.
No, of course not. No, it's a business. They need to make a profit.
Okay. And what was your last name, Roy?
Gerbil. It's G-H-E-R-B-I-L.
B-I-L. Okay. Yeah. Well, great, Roy.
Don't be going up there and asking for free coffee either, because, you know, that's bullshit. It's that you don't get special treatment.
Well, I don't think they would give me special treatment.
No, they definitely won't.
No. Okay.
Motherfucker.
Hey. Bye.